Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my video, college football legend, head coach Archie Cooley, Mississippi Valley State. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner, and special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Today has been a very good day for me, as I've done several videos. Today has touched my heart, from Mary Motley to Steve McNair, Bill Nunn, people that I admire in this great game of college and pro football. But I would say this, Archie Cooley doesn't get the respect, I think, on a national level, or even on a pro level, of what he done back at his time in Mississippi State. And see, I'm real big, like on resumes. The truth doesn't fall from the tree. And what Archie Cooley did, running that Satellite Express offense in 1984, a no-huddle five receiver set, I see that a lot on the National Football League level and over the College Football League level over the last 30, 40 years. Granted, Archie Cooley didn't coach at a Power Five school, but all I know is this. When you're talking about a great offensive mind, a guy that was innovative, I put him over anybody that's done this in the history of the game, from Sid Gilman, the Clark Shanity, to LeVar Edwards at BYU, to Chip Kelly when he was at Oregon, to Jack Pardee when he had the great run and shoot offense of Houston, to June Jones, and of course to the ball coach Steve Spurrier. See, Coach Spurrier, you can't even carry this gentleman's jockstrap. And Archie Cooley did it at Mississippi Valley State, where the resources was like unbelievable in 1984. The football field out of gravel. And see, I'm gonna tell you this right here. When you look at all the great college quarterbacks in the game, Doug Flutie, Charlie Ward, Troy Aikman, John Elway, Jim Plunkett, Archie, Eli, Peyton Manning, Ty Detmer, Steve Young, Jim McMahon, Danny Wolfel, Tommy Chang at Hawaii, Neil Lomax at Portland State. We're talking about quarterbacks that have passed at a high level in this history game. David Cleveland, Andre Ware, the running shoes. They threw for a lot of yards. But what went down in Enabena, Mississippi, there's been nothing else from an offensive standpoint that can be told. And what irritates me is when Bill Walsh selected Jerry Rice and tell the story. He watched Jerry Rice play on TV in a hotel room. And don't even give Archie Cooley his respect. But Bill Walsh supposed to be this guy of the West Coast offense. Well, explain to me. When Bill Walsh coached at Stanford, Lavelle Edwards, Clark Shunity, who else have brought in there? Steve Spurrier, Jack Pardee. None of them had the greatest football player at any position. Jerry Rice played under Archie Cooley in his NFL career. 1,589 receptions, 22,895 yards, and 197 receiving touchdowns. And the closest guy next to him is like 40 touchdowns behind him, Larry Fitzgerald. And we don't give Archie Cooley no flowers. Then before Jerry Rice got to the National Football League, he put up 301 receptions. 4,693 yards and 50 touchdowns in 41 games. And we still don't give Archie Cooley his respect. And then he had a man named Willie Totten, who didn't even get a chance to play in the National Football League, who in 1984 threw for 4,572 yards, 56 touchdowns that season. Over 139 touchdowns, career, 13,000 yards passing in 3 years. And when I was trying to find information on the stats, they were hard to find. They weren't even posted on Wikipedia. All they say is the satellite express, what it done. But then they try to talk about, well, at the end of Coach Cooley's career, he had some problems at UAPB, but when you look at the offensive mind, the truth is in the pudding. He produced the greatest wide receiver in pro football. And maybe pound for pound, the greatest player to play in the National Football League. The state of Mississippi, I told you, James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman, Brent Faugh, B.B. King, Elvis Presley, Inez Chester Turner, and some in the water. And until this day, I get and look at all these great offensive minds, Sid Gilman, Bill Walsh, Lavelle Edwards, Ryan Day, even in Ohio State, Joe Brady. But nobody mentions Archie Cooley. Well, you know what? I'm going to give Coach Cooley his flowers today. And you know what? Coach Cooley played at Jackson State under John Meredith, who I consider Coach the greatest football team ever in college football, the 1966 Tennessee State Tigers. But the thing is so amazing about this story and about Coach Cooley is that at Jackson State, he didn't even play quarterback. He played center. His skill set as a center was after Kizar. Initial quickness, A+. Knee bend, A+. Explosion, A+. Use of hands, A+. The body control, A+. The anchor, A+. The run blocking, A+. The pass protection. Listen to that key point there. The pass protection, A+. He knew how to pass protect. He knew how to finish, A+. And the FBI football IQ off the chain, football intelligence. And he played with these guys at Jackson State. Willie Richardson, Fredlin Biggs, Roy Hinton, Roy Corey, Al Greer, Ben McGee, and Gloucester Richardson. and all of them played in the National Football League. And we sit up here and we talk about all these other great, great offenses. And this young man put something on the table that now I'm seeing the Rams. I'm seeing the Cowboys, Matt Stafford, Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. And we don't give no love to Archie Cooley because he didn't coach at a Power Five. But we give kudos to Miles Davis that coached at Portland State that had Neil Lomax. Something wrong with this picture, man. And the thing that I like about Coach Cooley, I did my research. See, I got some friends that live in the state of Arkansas that I reached out to over last weekend. Remember, I went to school at the University of Arkansas. And I got some friends who had some people that knew Archie Cooley. And then also some friends in Mississippi that went to Valley. And the one thing he told me about Coach Cooley's skill set as a coach, great role model, A-plus appearance, A-plus, good teacher, A-plus, one of the nicest, most friendliest guys you want to know, A-plus, good listener, A-plus, good communicator, A-plus, team motivator, A-plus. And he developed players, A-plus. But he was strict and hard-nosed, and he was a disciplinarian. He took an offense, the Satellite Express, and took a guy like Woody Totten, who was the punter, and turned this offense into must-see TV. But the thing that's going to stick out as I go to my grave one day, we always hear about these great coaches, Norm Chow, Sid Gilman, Lavelle Edwards, Chip Kelly, Jack Pardee, June Jones, and Steve Spurrier, the ball coach at Florida, the fun and gun. But they don't have one thing on their resume from a coaching standpoint. Archie Cooley, coach, the greatest wide receiver, and maybe pound for pound, the greatest player to play in the National Football League. His name is Jerry Rice. 1,549 receptions, 22,895 yards, and 197 receiving touchdowns. Archie Cooley, the state of Mississippi, is none other. The water runs deep. And some people come out of there with a work ethic that's unbelievable. And sometimes God is in their life and in their plans. And I have two people close to me that are very special. My mother, Inez Turner, and my father, Chester. See, I didn't understand what it meant about that water being a certain way in Mississippi. But now I do as I've gotten older. The resume, Archie Cooley. He gets my flowers today. He on 100 yards of football. So I'm not talking about no Nick Saban. I'm not talking about no Jimbo Fisher. No disrespect to the past coaches and Bear Bryant, Bobby Bowden, John McCain. Some way, somehow, we got to give Archie Cooley some respect. He did it at a school that had limited resources. And he produced arguably the greatest football player to put pads on. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Mr. Vincent Turner. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. And my final words about Archie Cooley. There's a little woman that came out of Gary, Indiana. She followed in her brother's footsteps. Her initials is JJ, and she's fine, still fine. Her name is Janet Jackson. Back in 97, she had a song, We Go Deep. We don't get no sleep, because we be up all night until the early light. We go deep. We don't get no sleep, because we be up all night until the early light. Look at me. See, when Archie Cooley was down there in Enobina, Mississippi, back in 1984, when nobody even heard of or even gave respect to a team out of the sweat, he was up all night because he said a player and a receiver who was on his way to greatness, and his name was Jerry Rice. Archie Cooley was up all night. He was going deep. Thank you, Miss Janet Jackson. And you know what? Jerry Rice. I don't have to say no more. George Washington Carver. It's special, man. Archie Cooley. One of the greatest coaches that ever done it. Outstanding offensive mind. Please give him some love. Put his stats up, please, somewhere on Wikipedia. Stop being wrong out there. The young man was special. Innovator, offensive mind, savant.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. One more time, I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Thank you, and God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.